We're going to have our children's liturgy of the word. So if the little ones would like to come forth, I don't know, 4 to 10 or 12, anything like that, in age, just come on up. And then you're going to go with Kelly, who's going to teach you a little bit today. And we're going to learn a little Bible story. Now, if you were going to go fishing, have you ever gone fishing? Yeah. Would you use like a telephone? How would you catch fish? Would you just like a fishing pole? That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? Right, we need a fishing pole if you're going to catch fish. You don't catch fish on the phone. You're going to learn about a good little Bible story about Jesus and fishing, okay? We ask for that blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, get fishing. See what you discover. Great there. Way to go, team. Yes. And for us big kids, you can run from God, but you can't outrun God. If you resist God's will, it creates chaos in your own heart and in the hearts of those you love. You can run from God, and resisting God's will creates chaos. The story of Jonah is upon us. Jonah is given a real specific instruction from the Lord God to go to the city of Nineveh. Jonah gets on a ship, goes in the opposite direction, wants nothing to do. He knows what he should do. He knows what his voice and conscience is telling him, but he resists it. As a result, while he's on this ship, a great storm comes up. And there's all sorts of chaos on the boat. They're starting to toss cargo and livestock and people overboard. And finally, Jonah just confesses. He's like, I'm running from the Lord God. They throw him over, and we know he's swallowed by that large fish. And he spends 3 days and three nights there. Jesus himself refers to that moment. Just as Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so will the Son of Man be lifted up. But there's a teaching there for us as well. Like, if you're in a place where there's perhaps some exhaustion, some fatigue, some second guessing, some just really resisting God's will, like this great place of sorrow and suffering, perhaps you're in that belly. And as the story of Jonah unfolds, he's put right where he's supposed to go. And his message is 8 words. 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. 8 words. The people hear this. The king hears this. There's this utter decree. Fasting. Sackcloth. Ashes. No food. Don't feed the animals. Perhaps the mind of God will be changed. And sure enough, God relents. But then the thing is, Jonah, who has experienced God's mercy a second time, Jonah gets upset that God doesn't wipe him out. Mercy, the mercy that we have received, it's not for us. We're to be ministers of mercy. So as we receive the story of Jonah, you can run from God, but you can't outrun God. And resisting God's will lead to chaos in your story and the story of those you love, and most especially as the church. You and I are, as we have received mercy, we're called to be ministers of mercy. First, a little review. If you were with us last Sunday, when it was so cold and all that snow, we looked at that opening chapter of the Gospel of John. The first words out of Jesus' mouth as he's walking along, he turns around and he says, "What are you looking for?" The look of love, and what are you looking for? The life of faith is that simple. Growing in relationship with the Lord. I'm looking for you, Lord. I'm looking for a deeper friendship with you. I only want you. I need your patience. I want courage. I need wisdom. What are you looking for? Don't disregard that statement, that teaching, friends. Now, this weekend, the church gives us the Gospel of Mark in the opening chapter. And like John, there's no Christmas story. There's no sheep, shepherds, manger, none of that. Jesus, after John had been arrested, he came to the Sea of Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God, namely himself, is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The Greek word for repent is metanoiate. So for me, it's my M&M teaching. Mark and metanoiate. Now, the Greek word metanoiate comes from two words. Meta is change, noia, nous, mind. Change your mind. It's a command. Okay? Like, learning, desiring to have our minds changed. Like, God's more interested in changing our minds than our circumstances. So I'm lying in bed early this morning. And before I even open up my eyes, there's this sadness, this disappointment over some football game, some 1,800 miles away in San Francisco. How does that happen? Like before you even open your eyes. And then the sadness is there, like, Randy, change your mind. Right? As St. Paul says, like, put on the mind, the heart, and the attitude of Christ. We are in continuous need of that invitation of metanoiate, of changing our mind. Like, the world is passing away. Then as he unfolds it a little farther, right, he's walking along, he sees Simon and his brother, come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men. I always find it interesting. He didn't say, come after me, and I'll make you more holy. I'll make you more religious. I'll make it so that you want to go to church. None of that. Come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Now, my little mantra, I was once a fish. Fish, follow, and followers, fish. You and I, that's that whole heart of go and make disciples. We're on the beat to look up. We're on the to be on the lookout to catch people. Now, what do I mean, I was once a fish? Like, who shared? It's not like my mom or my dad sat me down as a little boy and said, now, Randy, let me tell you everything there is about Jesus. No. It was by their witness, by their faithfulness, and especially my grandma and my grandpa. Tremendous impact on my life. Their witness of giving great thanks and praise to God and staying connected to the life of the church. That's what caught me. It was their witness, their faithfulness, their desire to give praise and thanks to God. It caught me. And what? Fish. Like, who caught you? Who brought that awareness of God's goodness in your life? And perhaps it was maybe even through that place of great sorrow and suffering and struggle. But what was it? Who caught you? And fish follow. That's what we sing. Teach me your ways, O God. Like, I want to keep growing in my awareness, not only of your love for me, but I want to follow you. Like, following Jesus doesn't give you a better life. Following Jesus makes your life better. and will make you better at life. And then followers fish. You're on the lookout. So as we come for the Eucharist, and you come to receive the Lord, and you bow before the Lord, here's two thoughts. One, ask yourself and bow in gratitude for that person, that event, those people that caught you. Like, literally call them to mind and offer a prayer of great thanks to God. And then simultaneously, the second piece, you're asking yourself this question: who do you want me to catch, Lord? Who's on my heart? Who's on your heart today? Like in your circle of family or friends or neighbors? Where are you invited to bring that message of mercy, of compassion, of kindness, of patience, of forgiveness? Let's remember the gift of the Scriptures. You can run from God, but you can't outrun God. Resisting God's will creates great chaos. And then finally, change your mind, not your circumstances. Give God permission to change your mind. I was once a fish, fish follow, and followers fish.